Harold, thanks for being here with us today.
Good morning on this beautiful November morning.
Yeah, and kind of a shorter meeting yesterday to wrap up before the holidays here at the City Council meeting. You have selected Snyder & Associates, engineering firm out of Ankeny, to negotiate a contract with for, I think you called it an engineering consultant, basically, is what it will boil down to. Talk a little bit about that, kind of remind people of what this will be about.
Yes, with our former Public Works Director, Jeff May, accepting the position in Des Moines, he was a certified engineer. We use him very often for technical expertise when it came to engineering issues and questions on multiple projects. Obviously, we lost that resource when he moved on. And so the Assistant City Manager and I have been discussing alternatives on how to effectively and efficiently replace that. We had some concern regarding what it would cost and personnel costs to bring somebody in again and whether or not we'd even be able to be competitive to do that. So one of the solutions we came up with was to contract out for an engineering company to come in and provide that technical expertise for us. That's what we have selected Snyder & Associates for. Many times, as the community has probably observed over the last couple of years, even when Jeff was here, we would still contract out for engineering services on major projects. An engineer that would design the project, put the bid specifications together, help us bid the project, and then help us oversee the construction of the project to make sure it met the requirements and the parameters that we needed it to. And we will continue to do that. Just this engineering company will be basically our consultant. Anytime we have engineering questions, they'll participate in staff meetings as we discuss projects. They'll attend council meetings to answer any questions the council may have, et cetera, et cetera. They'll also do our site plan reviews when we're doing new construction of buildings and developers or citizens are submitting plans to build a new building, et cetera. They'll review that to make sure it's compliant with code and all that. So in some ways, it's almost like having an employee on staff, but we believe that through doing it this way that we'll save a significant amount of money for the city. Not having a full-time person on staff, we'll pay it on an as-needed basis, and we'll have a lot deeper resources there because we'll have a whole team of engineers that are available to look at things and experts in each and every area that we need.
All right, moving ahead, a contract was approved with a company called eCivis. I believe they're described as a grant management software system company or something to that regard. The council expressed, you know, the importance of grants possibly moving forward within the city, and there's a lot of different kind of grants out there, and it can be very exhaustive and time-consuming. I think people that have written grants out there that are listeners right now kind of can understand what it can be like. So this system, explain what it does and how it will help the city in the future.
Yeah, eCivis is kind of a one-stop place for multiple grant needs and purposes. Several functions that they're going to fulfill for us as we move forward. One is they provide online training, so any of my staff or any of the staff of the city can go and attend some online training to figure out how to write grants and then successful techniques and et cetera. So one is to help train staff to be successful in applying for those grants. Two is it's a grant research database. So it has grants and funding opportunities all throughout the country that are available, and it has a very robust search engine mechanism to, you can set parameters and stuff and winnow it down to grants and funding opportunities that Knoxville could consider, and it's all in one space and location, so it saves us a lot of time trying to go out and find those on our own. In addition, it helps us apply for the grants once we've identified those that would fit for Knoxville. It has all the forms ready for you, what you need to fill out, highlights what categories and areas you need to pay attention to, what makes you eligible for that, and the scoring criteria. It gives examples of successful grant applications from applicants prior that you can use as an example to look at and read. It tells you all the deadlines and everything else. So it'll be a great management tool for us to really stay on top of a lot of that stuff, identify what funding opportunities are out there and available. And then it also would help us manage it on the back end if we were successful in getting one, as far as deadlines and reports that need to be filed and when they need to be filed and all those kinds of things, so we can make sure that all the way through the process we're handling things appropriately all the way through. In addition, and all this is not included in the contract that we signed last night, they do have grant review and grant writing services available if we should so choose to need them. And they do those for specific fee amounts. It's not a percentage basis like most grant writers. And so it's one flat fee, and we'd have access to their team. So let's say, for example, we're applying for a $250,000 grant, and we wanted to make sure that we were putting the best application forward. We could pay them a $2,500 review fee, and they would, their trained staff would go through that's familiar with applying for that specific kind of funding opportunity. They'd go through and review our application, edit it for us, give us recommendations and suggestions on how to submit that in a way that's going to give us the best legitimate opportunity to receive that grant possible. Because they do have a team of grant writers, should the city feel like there's a grant opportunity that is above our expertise or ability or time constraints to be able to apply for, we could have a discussion with them and they would tell us whether or not, one, we would have a legitimate shot at being able to actually receive the grant. For example, they're not going to help us write a grant that typically goes to a major metropolitan city and take our fee from us knowing that there's no real way that we're going to get that grant. So they're going to be honest with us and tell us that. But two is, if there is one that we want to apply for, let's say maybe there's a $2 million downtown streetscape grant. I don't know if there's one available or not, but let's say there is one, and we don't have the time or resources or the knowledge on how to apply for that. We could sit down with them and say for $25,000, they'll actually write the grant for us, apply for it, and once it's received, manage that grant from beginning to end for us. For a $2 million grant, $25,000 is probably a very reasonable fee for that. So those are the alternatives. It gives us the opportunities it gives us through this contract. We did sign a 3-year contract with them, but we did have a severance clause included, so if after 1 year we're not satisfied, we can get out of it fairly easily. Again, we have several projects coming up in front of the community. You know, as we're talking about downtown streetscape, we're talking about bike trails and paths, fundraising going on for the library, and we're doing a study right now for a possible rec center expansion and park improvements and all kinds of different projects that are going on. The more that we can get from outside the community through grants and everything, the better and the less burden our local taxpayers have to hold on to and pay for. So that was one of the reasons why we thought this was a very worthwhile endeavor, and we'll give a serious look and use it over the next year and see how it's working and see if we're getting the return on investment to make it worth our while.
All right, and then finally today, briefly, I just wanted to mention that there is now a survey, online survey, about a couple of possible locations for the dog park that the city is looking for citizen input on. Just they can go online. I know we'll have it on KNIKRLS.com. Just an opportunity for the public to get their input in.
Yeah, we're always looking for community input, and so this survey is one opportunity to get that. And whether it's a positive or negative constructive criticism, you know, we want to make sure it's done right. If it's a good idea or if it's not a good idea, we want to hear all perspectives to make sure that we can make as informed a decision as possible. And, you know, we're always looking for that input. This is the community of Knoxville. They need to have a say in how those things work. You'll also find that as the new city website comes out, that's a key element to the website, is opportunities for the city of Knoxville to interact with the citizens and get their input on multiple projects.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Harold.
Thank you, Aaron.